Lord, we thank you, Father, for this beautiful day that you've given us, Lord, to gather in your house. And Lord, I want to thank you, first of all, for Brother Jason. Lord, encourage me, Lord. Lord, I really was down in spirit about the weather for today. And our Brother Morris, Brother Ed, said, Jason done said he's going to be there, and that surely encouraged me. And I said, well, if he's going to be there, I'll be there. And Brother Donnie and I talking about the weather on the way over here. And I told him, I said, that's probably right. In a prediction, I said, the Lord just changed it so we could come to the house of God today and
Amen.
Worship and give glory and honor to the one that loved us and gave himself for us. Lift him up and praise and honor. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for that precious privilege to be in your house today. Lord, what an honor it is. Pray you bless our efforts today as we teach from your word. Lord, as we sing your songs, as we preach, Lord, your message here today. We ask for your blessings. We give you praise and glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. We're in Revelation chapter 5. I want to read the latter part of Revelation chapter 4. It says, And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sit on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure, they are and were created. I wanted to read that because Revelation chapter 5 is about worship. And there's one mention in here that's worthy of worship. And this chapter here puts the emphasis on that. John says, And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. I remember when I first got saved, my pastor done a study on the Bible. Matter of fact, he done a study on the King James Bible on a Wednesday night. And one thing I remember about that study, he said, if you look at the back of your Bible, it has seven seals on the back of it. I counted mine, sure enough, he is right. And, you know, that's of no significance that those are on the back of our Bible, but I am glad that they're on there because that gives more emphasis on the Bible as being the Word of God. But here, these seven seals are seven judgments. And verse 2 said, And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? Up in heaven, they do things a little different than we do down here. Down here, we take polls. Down here, we offer money. Down here, we cheat, steal, fraud, by whatever means to get the position. I'm a little disappointed in the tyranny that we have in government right now, that feel like that they're elite above law. And I don't want to get political this morning, but Nancy Pelosi, she implemented a law that anyone that entered into the House at the Capitol had to pass through a metal detector. And anyone that come into the house without going through the metal detector was to be fined $5,000. And I'll give you one guess who was the first one to violate that law and come into the house without passing through the metal detector. It starts with Nancy and it ends with Pelosi. And she got caught and she's not interested in answering her consequences. It's kind of like the hairdresser deal. She feels like she was set up.
Right.
I guess, I don't know, maybe she had to sneak her AK-47 or AR-15 in there. But you see, the very rules that she implemented, she violated. I'm a little disappointed in the tyranny that's in our government that feels like we need to do whatever they say, but they don't feel like they need to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, she didn't have no mask on at the hairdresser, and she said, I was set up, and I didn't know this video was even. And then she tears up the speaker notes of President Trump, the speech he gave at the speech there at the Capitol. She just tears them up. She just felt like she can do whatever she wants. But up in heaven, they do things differently. Now, I've never seen an angel. But this one says, and I saw a strong angel. Now, first thing I think of when I hear that, I'm thinking about one standing up and ain't nobody going to say nothing, nobody going to do nothing. I'm going to say he's pretty much got the preeminence in this place here of asking who's worthy to open the book and loosen the seals thereof. I don't think nobody's running. I think really they're kind of all afraid to even answer the question of who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof.
None of us.
I'm glad God does have strong angels. He sent one angel down there, and 185,000 Syrians woke up dead the next morning.
Yeah.
And what was left from them out of their shoes trying to get home, and Sennacherib got killed when he got home. But this strong angel makes a proclamation, and I like loud. I'm loud when it comes to preaching. I'm loud when it comes to praising. I'm loud all the way around. I guess I've been a loud mouth all my life. All I've ever heard is shh, easy. But anyway, with a loud voice, this strong angel proclaims who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. Verse 3, and no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereupon or thereon. Now, I don't know if that verse is indicating that some tried. Kind of like that King Arthur pulled that sword out of that rock. You know, it was only one, and that's just mythology, but in the myth of the sword and the rock, there was only one that could pull it out. And these big, strong guys, they'd get up there, and they'd stretch and flex their muscles, grab that sword, and they couldn't even wiggle it. And this little boy just ended up there and grabbed that one arm. That's a myth now, but this is not. And it said, no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. In John, verse 4, he said, and I wept much because no man was found worthy. That's a key word right there. No man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Now, I'm not worthy, but there is one that is worthy.
Amen.
And this whole chapter is about this one that's worthy.
Yeah.
And John's weeping. Others, I don't know if they tried or not, but it does say they wasn't able to open the book, neither to look thereon, because it was reserved for one that was worthy. And one of the elders, verse 5, said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Now, the one that's worthy is the only one that can open this book. And you know, a lot of people, they don't want to hear the name Jesus. They don't want nothing to do with Jesus. Pilate's wife told him, have thou nothing to do with that just man? I've suffered many things today in a dream because of him. And a lot of people don't want nothing to do with Jesus, but without Jesus, we're at a loss.
Yeah.
So he made me complete. I had a void. I didn't know I had a void, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And That void caused me to try a lot of things.
Amen.
I actually wished I hadn't, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the only one. But I was trying to fill the void. There was something missing in my life.
Yeah.
And I bought things.
Yeah, come on.
I had them. I mean, I had 67, 66 Chevelles, 66 GTOs, 55, 56, you name them. I had them. I had the motorcycles. I had the refrigerator full of beer. I had all the things that you would think would satisfy.
Feel that, Lord, yeah.
That's right.
But none of those things satisfied that void.
Amen.
There's a world of people out there today that are in trouble because they want nothing to do with Jesus. They're not satisfied. And one way or another, they're going to have something to do with it.
That's right.
I mean, they're either going to bow here, Brother Ed, or they're going to bow there.
Amen.
And they're either going to confess here, or they're going to confess there that He is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And He's worthy to receive that.
Amen.
He's worthy. Mm-hmm. She'll be singing her best songs up there. And I can see her. I can see her weeping. And I've been waiting for this opportunity.
Yeah.
And I can see her honoring Him. With a song.
Amen.
I won't be honored with no songs there because I can't sing. But I'll tell you what I will be doing. I'll be doing this right here. Hosanna. Glory. You're worthy. I mean, I will adore Him that loved me and gave Himself for me. I will in some way be given honor to Him. But there's a lot, Jason, that'd like to take the place of Jesus.
Right.
They can't, but they like to. And one of them's the devil. He'd give anything. He made a lot of deals with me. And I'm sad to say, I actually took him up on some of it. Like I said, it don't last very long. And he tried to do the same thing with Jesus. And Jesus denied him. He said, if you'll fall down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan. It's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, Him only shall thou serve, and the devil left him. Now, we couldn't all pass that test, but Jesus did. But in verse 5, you know, John, he's not alone. There's not just angels up there, and there's not just elders up there, but one of those elders speaks to John, and one of the elders saith unto him, weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, the elder knows who the Lion of the tribe of Judah is now. They might not have known until they got to heaven, but he knows now. Behold, not only the Lion of the tribe of Judah, but the Root of David hath prevailed to open the book and to loosen, or to loose the seven seals. Verse 6, John here, he's just heard about it. Brother Donnie, he said, and I beheld. I haven't beheld yet. I'm going to.
Amen.
Hey, I'm going to see Him in His glory.
Yeah,
you
better believe it.
Man, I'm going to see Him, Brother Ed, in His glory.
Yeah.
You are too, brother.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to behold Him.
Amen.
And I guess we're all going to say, who am I?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to see such power, such wealth, such majesty. Hollywood does a pretty good job of making movies. They maybe exaggerate on some of the things they do, but they can't exaggerate this much. There ain't no way that you can put this in a movie.
Mm.
We're going to see Him in His glory. We're going to behold Him. John said, I beheld Him. He said,
you know, that doctor I've been going to told me to put these dark glasses on so the sun wouldn't come in and hurt my old eye.
Yeah.
And there's a guy telling me the other day, he said, I'm going to tell you right now, them little dark shades you got on them glasses, when we get to heaven, they ain't going to shade it, I'll tell you right now. You're going to have to get something a lot.
Amen.
When we get to heaven,
isn't it? Amen, brother.
That's how it's going to be. I tell you, I'm having a good time.
Amen. I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a Lamb. I like that name. John saw Jesus, and he said, behold the Lamb. Isaac asked Abraham, Father, where's the sacrifice? And Abraham, I'm not really sure if he'd been informed properly or not, but he still said it, Brenda. He said God provide himself a lamb. And then the Bible went on to tell us that Abraham rejoiced to see the day of Jesus. And then Jesus went on to say, and he saw it and was glad. But somehow Abraham told his son Isaac, God will provide himself a lamb. And Jesus was the Lamb of God and still is. According to Revelation chapter 5, John said, I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth in all the earth. Now, that's a deep verse right here. Seven horns is seven powers. Seven eyes is seven wounds. One, two, three, four, five, six, the late stripes on his back, seven. Spirit went in his side right there. Seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Now there's some scripture that goes along with this reference right here. It's in Zechariah chapter 4, I think. I believe it's the right scripture. Let's see if I can find that real quick. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. And it says, for who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. With those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. And this verse here talks about these seven spirits. It said there are seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. So it's got more than one meaning. You got seven literal eyes going to and fro in the earth, and you got seven wounds in this lamb as it had been slain. And he still has the wounds. John sees him as the lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth. And verse 7 says, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. In my mind, I can see this. I can see Jesus that looks like a lamb that's been slain. He's got all the wounds of Calvary. He's walking through heaven, and the loud voice of the strong angel proclaiming he's worthy, and here he goes towards the throne, and he just gets that book because he's worthy, and it was meant for him to have it. And all this whole chapter is about worship. He's worthy of this book. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the worship. Verse 8, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. You've never prayed a prayer that God didn't hear.
Right. Amen.
Just somehow he didn't answer them like I wanted him to answer them, Brother Ed. Somehow the answer was no.
Yeah, that's right.
Paul prayed three times about a thorn in the flesh. The Lord got tired of hearing him. He said, I gave you that thorn for a reason, that you might not be exalted above measure because of the abundance of revelation that was given to you. But he went on to say, my grace is sufficient for thee. Every now and then, sir, I get to complaining. You probably don't, but I do. And I think somehow that God needs to answer a prayer I'm praying. And God thinks somehow I just need to let the grace of God take the place of what I'm praying about and just be content with such things I have, if that makes any sense. See, I think I know what I need or what I want. God knows what I need. Mm-hmm. He knows when I need it.
Yeah.
And if I needed it, He said He wouldn't keep no good thing from me. So anyway, it's okay to pray, but understand this. God has heard every prayer, but sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes the answer is afar off. And, you know, you got to wait on the Lord, be of good courage, wait out, stay on the Lord. And we're impatient, we want it now. But I want you to notice these 420 elders here said the four beasts and the 420 elders, they fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, or worshiping Him in song, and golden vials full of odors. That's like incense fit for God, which are the prayers of the saints. People that have prayed to God in Jesus' name are right now being poured out before the Lamb.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, this verse says more than I'm able to give it credit for. But verse 9 says, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." You know, one of the sad things of our day is everybody gets called a racist.
Yeah.
If I say anything, they say my speech is hate speech. And it won't be long, they'll have to change the color of the White House, I guess. It'll be deemed racist before long. They've already changed it from white to rainbow colored when the previous president was in there. But that racist part, that's what I'm trying to say. God's not racist. You notice that verse said, out of every kindred, tongue, and nations, and people. Me and Donnie on the way up here, he was talking about that verse, Romans chapter 10, verse 13, said, "And whosoever willeth, let him call upon the name of the Lord, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved." God says, anybody wants saved, come. Mm-hmm. Don't care what color you are,
amen,
what language you are, don't care what nation you're from. I know we got a lot of hatred down here, and they hate the Jews, they hate Christians, they hate me, they hate you. But the Bible does say the world loves their own. So as long as you fit in with the world, and a lot of people do that just to be loved, they do a lot of things. We'll be specific here. A lot of things so that they will be loved. Brenda, they'll make a lot of exceptions to things they wouldn't normally do just so that someone will love them. Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus will love them no matter how they are, no matter where they are, but they want the love of the world. Mm-hmm. So they start listening to the world's songs. They start going the way of the world. They start dressing like the world and smelling like the world and drinking like the world and smoking like the world. Only thing is, the world ain't going up. The world's going down. And the Lord wants us to come out of the world and come into the kingdom of God and get saved, and He welcomes all to do that. Everybody's not going to, but everybody can. Mm-hmm. But this verse speaks about that openness of that door. It says that they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book," and He is, "and open the seals thereof," and He is, "for Thou wast slain," and He was, "and has redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation." It takes some blood to be redeemed. And yeah. I have been redeemed.
Amen.
And you know, I can't explain it. I just know I have. But I do know it makes a difference when you get saved.
Yeah.
I had condemnation and guilt before I got redeemed, before I got saved. And I've not had any condemnation or guilt since. Not like that condemnation and guilt. Now, I've made a few mistakes.
Yeah.
I've had my heart to smote me, and I went down and said, "Lord, I'm sorry." Mm-hmm. I hadn't been saved very long and still had the words of the world, I guess. And I remember taking God's name in vain. This time is different. Boy, this time, buddy, I fell down right there. Chuck Barbie was here not too long ago. I thought he was one of the ones that was there on my crew. I know he was on my crew, but he might not have been there that day. I fell down right in front of those members of my crew and said, "Lord, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Please forgive me."
Yeah.
I thought them men would laugh me to scorn, but they did. They had more respect for me after that day than ever. And all of them but one ended up, you know, giving their heart to Jesus. One of them been raised an atheist. And he come to me and told me, he said, "Eddie, I'd like to. I really would. I just can't." And he just couldn't find faith. He could have found it if he'd put forth some effort to find it. But I think he was using that for an excuse myself. But I still see him and talk with him a lot. Still praying for him. He said, verse 10, "And that and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Now remember, this is yet to be. We're talking about futuristic. Me and Brother Ed was talking before the lesson this morning. We was talking about we felt like this might be the year that the Lord may come. I just know one thing, if you don't hurry up and come, they're going to kill one another.
Yes.
I've never seen so much. You know, you got Black Lives Matter, you got this activist, you got that activist, and they think they've got a right to burn your business down. They think they've got a right to kill you. One boy, all he's doing is walking his dog, and they come up to him, and the one's behind him robbing him, the other's holding a gun in front of him, and for no reason at all, just shot him and killed him.
Yeah.
And that's the day and hour we're living in, so if the Lord doesn't come, man, there's a lot of people. They just ain't going to make it. That's one reason. The violence of our day, there's no excuse for it. Everybody's got everything they need and then some, but they're never satisfied with what they got. They want what you got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're not going to quit till they get it. But that promotion here, "Thou hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth." I've never had any position of royalty, and yet we're going to have it.
Amen.
I mean, think about this here, man. I'm nobody down here.
That's right.
But I'm going to be somebody.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Up there.
Oh yeah.
And that promotion is part of the package.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when Jesus said all power is given unto me in heaven and earth, well, one day he's going to give Sarah power. Mm-hmm. And Brenda power, and Ed power, and Jason power, and Donnie and Eddie power. You know, we're going to be like a new calf looking at a gate, I guess. I don't know. I'm not really going to know what I'm going to do with it. But just having that privilege, I guess we'll figure it out. I don't know. But can you imagine, Brenda, having people underneath you, and you tell them what to do, and they do it?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that the Lord bestowed upon us. And that's yet to be. And we'll see it. And the world, they want the things of the world. And to them, they don't want to trade the things of the world for what's called the true riches. I see Carolyn, she's got her crown on. And Lord put her in a position of power. And here she is. And she said, "I'm not used to telling people what to do." Well, these are probably angels, I don't know. But anyway, you'll have people underneath you that'll come to you. What do you want me to do? She said, "Well, go clean that. Fix that. And bring me something to eat," whatever. I don't know, but I just know this. You're going to have a promotion, and it's part of the package of being saved. And They're singing a new song. I guess old Brother Eddie would be able to sing then. And the song is that thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, has redeemed us to God by thy tongue, out of every kindred tongue, people, and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, verse 11, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders. Listen to this number, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, I just want to kind of raise my hand up right here. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. I couldn't have said that no better myself.
Amen. That's right.
Now, this is honor bestowed upon one, Brother Jerry, that's earned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Bible said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and now he's sat down at the right hand of power. And he's worthy to receive this honor. He has tasted death for every man. He has took upon himself the sins of the whole world. He's conquered sin, Sarah. And you know what he did? He took my sins, nailed them to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there they are.
Amen.
They're paid in full. Yeah. Can you imagine if you had like a student debt of $100,000 and somebody come up and said, Sarah, I want to pay that debt for you. Just took it and just tore it up. You say, why would you do that? And he just said, love of God, my heart just made me want to do that. And you say, but, and he says, done deal. You still try to pay that back. It'd be a waste of time. Because it still says on there, you don't owe nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He paid my debt.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus.
Paid it
Thank
in full.
You. In yes. full, bro.
Somebody said, oh, the debt, he could not pay, and he paid a debt it did not owe.
Yes.
But it was the love of God in him, manifested usward.
Yes.
Take it or leave it, package, I took it.
That's right.
And, now, praise God, my sin debt been paid in full. And even if I do sin, I got a good lawyer, a Jewish lawyer, advocate with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Said right there, he said, Father, forgive him. That's all it takes. But, you know, if you keep on going in there, well, he's got a plan called chastisement. I've been there too.
Yeah.
And you know what? It wasn't enjoyable, but I needed it. And when it got done, it brought forth a peaceable fruit. Well, anyway, he's worthy. I want to read this verse 12 again.
Yeah.
Saying with a loud voice. Now, this is... This is 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. I guess the devil probably bit off about 3 inches of his tongue right there.
Amen.
Verse 13 said, and every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. You know, it'd be one thing for this to be once, but it's forever. Now, I'm only going to be here once. I was looking for some salt this morning. And I noticed the real nice headstones we had out there on the graves out there. But those are reminders to us that those people have filled their days and they've graduated this life.
Yeah.
And they've moved on. One day that'll be true about me. Right now, I'm in the land of the living. I don't know whether I'll be here tomorrow or not.
That's right.
I know I'm here now.
Yeah.
But I do know that one day I'm going to the forever and ever.
Oh, man.
Ever. No
end.
No night there. No sorrow there. No worries there. No problems there. No COVID-19. No mask wearing there. Hey, I just want you to know, when we get to the ever and ever and ever, we won't need to go no further.
That's right.
We've reached our destination. Amen. Mm. Everything down here is temporal. Yeah. Me and Brother Donnie yesterday, like two idiots, we got out in the cold yesterday.
Amen, brother.
And walked.
Winter this year.
And we walked and walked and walked. He found four or five arrowheads. I found a couple broke ones. He put it on me pretty hard this time. I didn't find anything. But when we were starting out, Carolyn, there was a little dog right on the side of the road there. One of them, what did you say?
Sit shoes.
One that got the long hair, pretty little dog, and had a pup with it, didn't it? And somebody had thrown it out on the side of the road there. And I so wanted to go back and pick that little dog up. Now listen, I ain't got any dogs that are mine. I got two dogs of the granddaughter, and one out there at the barn, and none of those three are mine. But this little dog sat there on the side of the road, a real small dog, had a little pup with it. When I looked at that little dog, sir, I thought that used to be me. I was just a Gentile dog.
Yeah.
There I was on the side of the road. And, and I really wanted to go back and get that little dog, beautiful little dog. Because they put them sad eyes up, you know, when you drive by.
Sure they do.
But he didn't have a home, Brother Ed. I didn't either.
That's right.
I just like that little dog on the side of the road, hoping somebody would notice. Hoping somebody would stop. Hoping somebody would come back and say, you want to come live with me?
Wow.
Boy, one did that for me.
Amen. Yeah, he did.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
32 years ago.
Yeah.
He done that for me, sir.
Amen.
He said, you want to come live with me?
Uh-huh.
I said, boy, I sure would like to. I wasn't as pretty as that little dog was. But I had the same need, but I still needed somewhere to live.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I said, I'm not eternal here, but I will be when I get there.
Amen.
That poor little dog, bless his heart, reminded me so much of me, just a dog. But you know what? He gave high dollar for an old dog like me.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, I want you to come live with me. I ain't there yet, but I'm on my way. I'm going there.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm as good as there. I'm already seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yeah,
but I haven't truly arrived yet, but I've heard a lot about it. I know when I get there, I know I'm going to like it. But that forever and ever, I like it. And I don't want to visit heaven, is what I'm trying to say. I don't want to go up to heaven and see what no eye's ever seen and hear what no ear's ever heard. And behold, what's never entered in the heart of men, the things that God has prepared. I've had a lot of people ask me this. They said, Brother Eddie, what if we don't like it when we get to heaven? I said, that'd be nearly impossible. I said, you like it here? Oh, yeah, I like it here. We're far better there. But it's hard to really grasp it here. And all we've got is a tale has been told us, and like that Queen of Sheba came a long way, long journey. She heard about Solomon, and when she come and seen him, and when she saw all what she saw, she just fainted, Brenda. And she said, I didn't believe the report till I came and saw it with my own eyes. And she said, the half ain't been told.
Yeah.
That's kind of way heaven will be.
Amen.
When we get there, sir, we'll say, I wish I'd known all this.
Yeah.
We will.
Mm-mm-mm.
We'll say, this is mine. Take a tour of heaven. It'll be home now, Jason.
Yeah.
And he'll say, well, I'm not going to need my AR-15 no more.
That's
I'm not going to need to lock the door no more. All that formal thing everybody's going to be gone. You know, you like, I don't know about y'all, but I like to relax when I relax. I don't like to have them, and I get them phone calls. I don't like somebody to change the channel on me. I like to sit there and fall asleep watching Andy Griffin or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sitting there, and I'm enjoying my rest. The Bible said there remaineth a rest for the people of God, and it says it's a glorious rest. We're going to rest from our labors. We're going to rest from our fears. We're going to rest from our troubles. We're going to rest from that old devil that's been, been hounding us. I'll be 67 this month. I feel like it's my second time around. But the devil's been hounding us. Donnie was talking about how the devil been on him. And he said he's always trying to get me to say I'm not saved and trying to get me to doubt being saved and everything else. I said, just throw him out the door, Donnie. Tell him he's not welcome here.
That's right.
But anyway, the devil's not going to let up till we get there.
That's right.
And he's never, ever going to knock on the door. Never, ever going to call on the phone. Never, ever going to show up in some other way. Because it's going to be forever and ever and ever. I'm looking forward to that.
Amen.
Man, the half ain't been told. Everything's ready. And they're waiting on me to get there, Brother Ed.
That's right.
There's a company up there. I've got family up there. Probably got more family up there, I guess, than I got down here other than my godly family. But I just come out of a small family. I was the only child. Mom, Dad, they're done there. Grandmas and grandpas, they done there. Aunts and uncles, most of them done there. But I'm going to catch up with them.
That's right. That's right.
When I catch up with them, I realize then how come it's forever and ever.
Don't that sound good, brother? Yeah. Oh, man, sounds
just
good.
Just sit there and make it lost ground. Me and Donnie, we got a friend. We used to hunt arrowheads with Ronnie Jackson. He had a crooked bum. And he'd find a good arrowhead, he'd say, magnify. It'd be a real nice arrowhead. You know, we come over there and drool over it, look at it. But you know that Ronnie, he done got there. He graduated. He used to preach with me up on the public square up there, and his health got in decline. And lots of times I say, Ronnie, you want to go first? Do you want to preach after me at first? He said, you go ahead. He just didn't feel good. And he was kind of hoping he'd feel a little better. And I tried to work with him with however he's feeling. And anyway, we spent a lot of time up there on the square up in Glasgow, Kentucky, preaching. That was a real blessing. But that ever and ever part of this verse right here, I like that. Down here, the old song says, maybe it's you, maybe it's me, someone to be called out to face eternity. We know not who it will be, maybe it's you or maybe it's me. That's the way it is down here.
Yeah.
I called Donnie to tell him this. I don't know if I even got through telling this or not. But Troy Decker, he was a barber over on Cherry Street, and he's in the hospital on a ventilator, unconscious, and we've been praying for him, but I tried to call Donnie to tell him about that. Didn't you get your hair cut over at Troy's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was going to tell him that Troy was in the hospital. I heard that on a Wednesday night. Maybe it was a Sunday night in the prayer room back there, but I didn't even know it. I know Troy for a long time, fished with him. I think I got my hair cut there a couple times. That's kind of the way this life is down here. It's somebody else every day, and pretty soon it's going to be us.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But when I leave out of here, I'm going to the
amen.
Forever and ever. Come.
Yeah.
I'm going to the forever and ever.
Yeah.
Down here we got clocks. Down here we got calendars. Down here, Brother Donnie, he done told me what the weather report was for this morning. And I done give up. I mean, I done raised up the white flag. I thought, well, we ain't going to have no service. And I was telling Brother Ed, I said, I think the weather's going to be bad if Paul canceled it Sunday. And he said, well, Jason then said, I'm going. I said, well, if he's going, I'm going. He encouraged me, amen. I like that. He said, I'm going to go. Man, just hearing that put a little bit in me. I said, well, I'll be there too. I'm there back when nobody ever, me and Brother Ed, when this COVID thing first came into play.
Yeah, right.
Me and Brother Ed.
Look at here, sunshine.
Amen. I agree, but you did encourage me, Brother Jason. I thank God for you. When I was low in the snake's belly, I was down. Now I really was thinking, come on, Lord. We don't want to gather in your house. We want to sing your songs. I'm looking forward to hearing what Brother Jerry's picked up to sing today.
Yeah.
We want to worship the Lord. And when we get to heaven, we're going to realize why we should have done it more.
Amen.
And we just kind of half-heartedly, you know, oh, it'd be wonderful there. We get up there and we'll say, woo, it's wonderful here. Amen. I mean, it'll be different.
Yeah.
Because then we'll understand more about it. Right now, we see in part and we know in part. I don't know nothing like what it's going to be when we get there. I just know when I get there, it's going to be forever and ever.
You're going to be packing no glasses, brother.
That's right. That's right, Brother Donnie. Amen. Hey, let me back up a little bit. That every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sat up upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. That verse just says so much.
Yeah.
We may not get it, but it still says it. Did you notice that verse that mentioned about such as are in the sea and all that are therein, all that are in them? I mean, buddy, that's a lot. And in verse 14, and the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Those two words right there, ever and ever.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for that, Brother Ed.
Yes.
I mean, I got saved. Like I said, I can't explain it, but I have experienced it. But that ever and ever. I'm glad salvation is not for a day.
Mm-mm.
I'm glad it's not for a year. I'm glad it don't have no expiration date on it.
Yeah, that's right.
We get worried anymore now. We pick up something, see how long it's been in the refrigerator. I looked at some milk I got from my wife. It's 3 months old. You know what I mean? I'm sitting there thinking, what may I find out since I've been retired? I don't know. I don't take as many baths as I did when I go to work because I took a bath every day going to work. But about Wednesday, I'm sitting there thinking, but I better take me a bath. Because I'm going to go check Wednesday night. But you know, being retired makes you lazy, I think. Hey, Abby. And I've got to get into routine. But when we get up there to heaven, what a wonderful time we're going to have. Now, I can't even really put the right emphasis on it, but I do like those two words, forever and ever. Boy, that's a pretty dress you got on. Yeah. You done got pictures in grandbaby?
Oh, haven't, Jess.
Oh, yeah. I was praying this morning.
Lots.
And I don't even know the grandbaby's name, but I don't say what.
Thomas.
Thomas.
Yep.
Amen. Now, that's a proud grandma right there. Yeah.
Isn't he precious?
He clicked off.
Did it?
Yeah. All right, we're going to end our Sunday school lesson right there. But I like that forever and ever. And now, when we get to Revelation chapter 6, keep this in mind. Don't forget this. All the revelations is contained in Revelation chapter 6. Remember that. I'll explain it next week.